You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
There's a wide spectrum, lend to a lot of competitive football.
And it is caught. How did he make that happen?
When you're in that driver's seat, everybody's looking at you.
To the end zone, touchdown!
There's something special about having the opportunity to change the fates of the game.
Oh my goodness, a dagger!
You know, we get one day a week to perform. If you're the quarterback, try to figure out how to win the game.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Now we're on ESPNU. We're on your smart speakers. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the podcast, but you can also listen on the ESPN app. You got your phone in your pocket right now, right? Well, click on the app. There's more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. You scroll down on that, listen live, and you take us with you. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, baby?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Is that your excitement
for tonight's Thursday night game? Is that what we're transitioning into?
No. Thursday night is going to be exciting. We get a chance to watch Russell cook, you know.
Or Russell get cooked?
I mean, he could get cooked too. But
if Russell gets cooked tonight, there's major problems tomorrow.
No, he'll ball out. Yeah. I think he'll ball out. Now, the rest of the team, that'll be something different. But I think Russell Wilson will ball out.
Key,
I really do.
You can't lose – to the Colts with the way the Colts have looked, considering that they're not going to have Jonathan Taylor, and I know
but the
that
Colts have been the Colts. The Colts have been close. It's not like they've been close. They haven't finished the deal. You know, you say, well, the Texans play good football. They make you fight. They're gonna make you scrap and claw and do all those things. The Colts are close. They just haven't cashed in yet. Whereas if you look at Denver's victories and their wins, you're like, nothing really impressive. I mean, you know, but I think Russell will have a good game tonight.
I'd much rather be the Broncos than be the Colts, Max. I mean, I'll be honest with you, like, even though the Broncos, you're saying it doesn't look right, you could sit there and make the case, well, it hasn't looked right, but look at the position that they're in.
Jay,
it's still a decent
honest.
Position. And the Colts, I'm sitting there looking at, look, when you had two games left in the regular season last year, Key, to make the playoffs, and FPI is giving you a 90% chance to make the playoffs, and you fall down the stretch the way they did, and all I hear this entire offseason from guys like Frank Wright is, we finally have the right guy in. All of our starters are playing in preseason. You know, this rah, 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 this is the year for us. And the way it hasn't been close. They lost in a shutout to the Jags.
I mean, 24-0
to the Jags.
Here's the difference between the two teams. One has a quarterback, one doesn't. That's it. I mean, like, whatever you think about Russell Wilson, he's overrated, he's this, he's that, whatever. Russell Wilson's a quarterback. If you have him, you're not looking, right? Matt Ryan, you're hoping. Can he still be? Da-da-da. And you're probably
Ryan played good last week, man.
Key, are they looking for
Matt
a quarterback in Indianapolis or not? They're looking for
him. Well, he's not their long-term answer.
Right, of
no.
course.
Matt been playing 1,000 years, man. He got, like, one, maybe 2 years left. And then he's gonna go hang out with the kids.
And maybe not as a starter anymore. Like, we got to see what happens.
No,
he's
going to always be a starter as long as he's in the NFL.
He's not going to take a backup job. So it'll be some quarterback needy team. Oh, maybe it can work in the right situation.
I don't think he goes to another team other than the Indianapolis Colts. If it goes bad for Indy, I think he retires.
Then he retires. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
One dude was traded for multiple firsts. All kinds of stuff, given a huge contract. The other dude was traded for a third-round pick.
Yeah, but that's okay, Max. He got off to a slow start. Like I said, he played good last week. Matt played good last week.
Do you think that the Colts have a quarterback?
Interception and a really bad fumble, man. That led to a TD.
Do you think they have a quarterback? Like, if you could check the boxes of teams, what they have, what they need, I would check the box for the Broncos. They have a quarterback. I would not check it for the Colts. I would say, they need a quarterback.
He needs to play better. Let's just say that. He certainly needs to play better. He hasn't played well. There's a lot of fumbles. You know, he's got a lot of fumbles holding on to the ball. He certainly needs to play better. Last week, he played okay. He wasn't god-awful bad to the point where you was like, oh, man, bench this guy. Wasn't like that.
The third-round pick told me a lot. I thought he looked pretty good. Like, he looked okay last year, Matt Ryan. Yeah. And when I saw he went for a third-round pick on this Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, handsome host, I asked all the football, you know, Tannenbaum, everyone, this, really, a third-round pick for Matt Ryan? He's still playing well enough that he should go for a lot more than that, I think. And they're like, not really. So the league was telling you something, the way the evaluators were watching very closely and watching everything Matt Ryan does, that sent a message to me.
Yeah, he's not a top, you know, tier quarterback. Not at all. No, there's no question about it. If he can protect the football and not turn the ball over, I think he's serviceable. If they can get Jonathan Taylor back and run the football in that defense, and Michael Pittman can keep coming along and those young receivers, mm-hmm. I think they'll be okay. They're 1-2-1, man.
Right.
That one tie is better than a loss. That's right. For dang sure.
I think tonight's opportunity for the Denver Broncos and that defense is a massive one, right? Because you saw the way Tennessee's defense in the second half versus the Colts really tightened up. They started sacking Matt Ryan. They made life uncomfortable for him. And there's been questions not only around, obviously, Russell Wilson and, you know, first-year head coach Nathaniel Hackett and a lot of miscommunication, but there's also been a lot of question around that front seven defensively. And can they get the pass rush down under control? This is their opportunity to get back on the right track tonight.
Well, Gregory's not in the lineup, yep. So their pass rush ain't going to be what they thought it was going to be. And Gregory and Chubb combined, you thought it was going to be Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. And it hasn't worked out that way in the first four games.
Guys, how many surefire good teams are there in the NFL? I mean, intrinsically good. Not, you know, like
teams
when
that
you
can
go,
win a Super Bowl?
Like, we all know the Bills are a good team. I don't care. They lost. They didn't look at whatever. The Bills are really good. Fundamentally, intrinsically, they are a good team. How many teams are like that, Key, where you could look at them and say, yup, that's a good team? Bills are, by the way, the betting favorites, 4-1 to win the whole thing.
You know, I got 10-12,
mm-hmm.
right? It's so early in this portion of the first quarter of the season. I probably got 10-12, like, oh, they're a good football team. But there's so many things, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for instance.
Yeah.
They're a good football team, man.
Right, sure. Yeah. Exactly.
But they don't, you know, they got like one player here, another player there. This dude hurt one day. And everybody got to get together. Once everybody gets together, then you'll see something totally different.
Let me go down the list and you tell me good or not, okay? Ready? Just rattle off the names, guys. Dolphins, are they a good football team, Key?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jets.
No.
No.
Patriots.
No.
I agree, no. I don't think so.
Still early.
Well, no. And also, guys, let's say surefire. Remember, the question is, we know a fact they're good, right?
Okay, so back up.
Okay, no Dolphins? No on Dolphins? And they're not surefire?
Not surefire.
Okay, so Bills are the only one so far. Wait, one out of the AFC East.
Okay, I mean, with Tua?
You say two, Key says one. Chiefs.
Yeah, I say one.
Chiefs. Surefire. Chargers.
No.
I say yes, but they're missing key pieces. Broncos.
No.
No.
Raiders.
No.
No.
Browns.
See, I don't even know what that is because
he's got two so far. Good.
And I don't know what the Browns are, so I would say no right now.
I mean, I like their core though, Key. I mean, their Watson coming back.
But you can't. Can you say surefire good team?
Yeah, I can't say surefire
because Deshaun's not going to play a lot of this season.
Yeah, but with their.
I mean, you say yes. That's okay. You could have your own list.
Miles Garrett.
Baltimore. Ravens.
Yes.
Yep. As long as Lamar Jackson's playing, they're good to me. Bengals. I'm saying yes,
yes.
On Bengals. Yep.
Yes.
Steelers.
No.
Jags.
No.
No.
Titans.
No.
No.
Colts.
No.
No.
Texans.
No.
No.
So basically, Key, you got Bengals, one. Ravens, there's another one. Chiefs, three. Bills, four. You got four surefire good teams out of the NFC, out of the AFC. Now, it's not distributed one in each division, but it's an average of one per division that you have. What about the NFC? Eagles.
Yes.
Yes.
Cowboys.
Yes.
Yes.
Now we're up to six. Giants.
Stop.
No.
Commanders.
Stop.
Please.
Next.
Niners.
Yes.
Seven. Rams.
Yes.
Agreed. Eight. Cardinals.
No. No.
Seahawks.
No.
Surefire.
No.
No.
Yeah, I would say, right, I hear the hesitation, but you can't say surefire. You may suspect, right? Okay, we're still up to six. Vikings.
No.
borderline, but I agree. Not surefire to me.
Okay.
Surefire, you need a quarterback, man. You need that dude, that quarterback.
All I know is I watched the Vikings against the Eagles. That day, I can't do nothing with Kirk Cousins. And Packers. I watched him against the Packers. If they catch the football against the Packers in week one, the Packers win the game.
But it's instructive
to me. Just watch him against the Saints. I mean, the game against the Saints, they barely won that game. Go ahead.
And the Saints, too, with half the team hurt.
Packers.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Bears.
No.
No.
Lions.
No.
No.
So, Key, you're up to 7 surefire good teams. Bucks.
Yes.
8. Falcons.
No.
No.
Panthers.
No.
No.
Saints.
No.
Nope.
8 surefire good teams on average, one per division.
The Saints, because the quarterback's back, and so the injuries is what the only issue right now for the Saints is the injuries. If they could get a few of those pieces back, then they could climb in there.
Yep.
So I said 10 to 12.
You need a surefire quarterback to be a surefire good team.
Yeah, when you said good versus surefire, so surefire is probably – realistically, 6 teams probably.
When should we expect the Cowboys to bring Dak back?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The situation could be Dak Prescott on steroids. Remember we talked about Dak's contract for like 2 years? Well, this could drag out. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they're going to get something done.
I don't see why he would take less. As long as he's willing to push this thing out, there's no reason why you should give them any sort of discount.
He's a baller. He wants to go out there and play regardless. But, you know, this could get tricky over the next few months.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are on the ESPN app. Are you worried about hair loss? Jay has no worries about hair loss.
Hey.
Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, have you covered. Text WIN to 203-203 and get all you need to know to keep and grow your hair. Remember when I told you you should text that and I did and you didn't? Look what happened.
And look at my hair now.
All right. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, is with us now. Well, Key's happy. Key's been a little...
I love Dan. Dan's one of my good, sure looks like good buddies who... I trust in the industry as far as getting the knowledge out there. It's not a whole lot of people that I trust, you know?
Wow. That's high praise.
That's right. That's high praise.
High praise.
Yes. That's right.
Hey, don't mess up.
A lot of pressure now.
Dan, is Lamar Jackson having a better year so far, including the last game where he couldn't get it done when they went for it, than he did in his MVP season.
Yeah, I've heard this question a few times to the point where I really should probably dig in on the numbers and come up with an answer because I don't know. Like it feels,
I should come to work prepared to
answer
this.
It's been four games. It's like I don't understand like why it's important to people that be true or false. I think he's great. I think when Lamar Jackson's on the field, he's the most exciting and in many ways the best player in the whole league. I said before the season, if he plays all 17 games, I don't think the MVP race will be close. I just think he's different. He does things other people can't do. But I will say this: I think he's developed a little bit since a couple of years ago when he was MVP. I think he's developing as a thrower in ways that, you know, I don't know if it'll ever be perfect, but I think he's gone to work on some of his weaknesses and tried to iron them out. So yeah, I think ultimately he's in a position where that could end up being the case for sure.
Yeah, he certainly is different. Only guy with 11 touchdowns, he can throw to himself and throw to himself and catch it and run it in because he's a quarterback / wide receiver. No, he's playing, like you said, though, Dan, certainly the playing better than he did in that MVP campaign. It's early. I don't know that he's going to fade or anything like that. I think he's just going to continue to get better. They're going to continue to get better. They're not losing games because of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
I mean, he's doing everything within his power to will his team to victory.
Yeah, the defense has been
run, by the way, without him.
They haven't really had, you know, because they've had so many injuries at running back. The defense is obviously very leaky, especially in key spots. So, yeah, you talk about most valuable. He's setting himself up for that.
I mean, it should really be 4-0 right now. I mean, you blow two 17-point leads, and granted, you know, one situation was he's barely on the field because Tua just went bonkers in the fourth, and they were in a lot of questionable coverage to begin with. But you look at what this team could be, they're not even in that position without Lamar. It's special, man.
He's I agree. I think he's better than he's ever been. The only thing remaining for Lamar is he buoyant? I have not seen his swim test yet, but that's the last remaining question. He can play quarterback. He can lead men. But I'm sure people wonder, how does he float, right? So once he takes his swim test, all that should be answered. Am I wrong? All right. How many good teams are there in the NFL right now, Dan Graziano?
By good teams, Dan, that means that can win the Super Bowl. You know, right now, looking at them, this team can win the Super Bowl.
Chiefs, the Bills, the Eagles, the Packers.
Yep.
Boy, it runs out. Is Tampa, I guess Tampa has Tom Brady, right? I mean, so anybody who has Tom Brady can win the Super Bowl, but boy, oh boy, do they have problems. Baltimore, yeah, I think belongs on that list. Do you put the Cowboys there right now? Like, I mean, they're winning with their backup quarterback and a monster defense. You know, so, yeah, you're looking at six
Dolphins.
Or seven, I think, fit that category. You think the Dolphins are Super Bowl ready?
Like, that's asking.
I don't know. We don't know about Tua. Like, we don't know if he's going to play again. Yeah.
So that's, Dan, one thing that you got to understand, Jay's going to ride the Dolphins deal to the end.
Okay.
It almost feels like he's building a super yacht in Miami, and he's looking for a discount.
Well, who
he's
could blame
going
him?
To Miami now. He is going to ride it to the end.
All right,
Key. Yeah. We all confirmed the Dolphins together as a legitimate team. We came to a consensus on it. Collectively,
what about what Dan said about Tua?
Not when he changed
it. We don't
know
when he's going to play again.
Yeah,
that changes. And by the way, when he does, Key, when I think you think more of Tua than you even realize, because I think if Tua never got concussed and he was playing right now, you might say, yeah, okay, they are a good team, right?
I don't know that, because if they go in I just look at it different. That fourth quarter against Baltimore, it skyrocketed. Y'all packaged it up along with the rest of the media and said, here, that doesn't happen.
Right.
They down by 21 points. The Ravens defense suck. The secondary was
awful. They're down 21 because he doesn't play defense.
And then all of a sudden, the Ravens defense decide, oh, we're just going to let a dude throw the ball on us. And you can't – I don't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. But then they go to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati take care of business and win the game. I don't think if Tua stayed in the entire Cincinnati game healthy that they was going to get out of Cincinnati.
I agree.
I'm not as high on Miami as y'all are. That's all. I'm higher on the Cowboys than I am on Miami.
So, by the way, so am I.
He skipped a step. Like, in between the Baltimore game and the Cincinnati game, they beat the Buffalo Bills. I mean, that's not nothing.
Yeah,
I understand the whole concept of, are we hanging too much on one great quarter? Like, I think that's a fair question. But then when you follow it up and go beat, and I know Buffalo's banged up, but that mean they went and won the game against the team but they're going to have to beat if they want to be great.
So did I look Buffalo at that game? Back from double digits down against them, right, against the Ravens. Like, Josh Allen got hyped up for playing well and helping his MVP.
No, Josh Allen didn't get hyped up for playing well against the Bills.
We came off that game stating that the way he played in the MVP race probably gave him a leg up over Lamar.
It swings with him.
Why does it swing with him, but it doesn't swing with Tua?
Because he has a body of work already, Jay. Fair. And he's already coming into the season as an MVP favorite. Tua was never coming into a season as an MVP favorite.
Will you admit that some people make up their minds about someone, and once they do, by the way, you are open to new information. You will abandon an opinion if new information comes, which, by the way, is a smart thing to do. Like in this industry, you're flip-flopping. It's the dumbest thing in the world. If new information comes out and you don't integrate it into your opinion, you're a fool, right? So, Key, you do that. But human nature is such that once you've kind of made up your mind, it takes a little more evidence to sway your opinion.
Sure.
I think you're there with Tua. You kind of made up your mind, and so you're open to changing it, but you got to see a little more than Jay needs to see to do it. That's what it seems to me with Tua, because he's played well this year.
He's played okay. Y'all make, like Dan said, one quarter, man. That one quarter, you can't take the one quarter and skyrocket a dude to Canton, Ohio. You can't do that.
But more important to me, what Dan said is the right thing is the dude was obviously concussed in the first game, right? And then against the Bills. And then he comes back on a short week, and it happens again. And I could just tell you from my lifetime watching the fights, right, that they didn't give him enough time to recover. They're in boxing. They're mandatory. Mandatory time period. And I don't know what's going to happen. You think he's never going to get sacked again? What happens the next time his head bounces off the turf? Right? Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, you just hope that obviously that this is a situation that bucks your experience in regard to that. But yeah, I'm interested to see what they come back with on the concussion protocol changes. If they do establish a mandatory minimum time period, I think that would be that's one thing to watch for.
You know, it's a very scary thing, especially for me. Been around guys like I played with Wayne Corbett that had, concussion issues. In the littlest thing, the littlest tap, he was out. You know, because once it starts, it just can't, it's almost like it can't stop. You know, all the guys, when you think about it, that have had concussion issues, it's not like they get a concussion and then it just goes away. It's like, no, man, they get one concussion. Then they hit the ground again. They get another concussion.
Yeah,
and it just keeps going.
So that's why when it happened in the first game, the idea that, it's a back injury. May have also been a back injury, but it was pretty clear to everyone with eyes. Something happened there, and they brushed them back, and here we are.
My thing is, like, even if it was a back injury, like, he got up and tried to walk and fell down. Like, even if it's a back injury, he still can't walk off the field. Like, that's cause for at least some caution. Yeah, it's... Yeah, you hope that the long-term effects are not as bad as we fear.
Mike McDaniel, by the way, said that ruling Tua out has nothing to do with optics. Are you buying that?
I am, because I think there's substance to what's going on right now. I mean, they're being investigated for their handling of this. And so I think it has more to do with the substance of it, the health and the well-being of the player, and also the potential very real consequences that they're facing if they did, in fact, do something wrong here and put him back on the field when he wasn't. So I think there's enough substantive reason to hold him out that we can take him at his word that optics aren't his primary concern right now.
I think that's really well put.
Thanks.
In fact, optics had nothing to do with the decision to play him in the first place, because if optics did, they wouldn't have done it.
Correct.
Which means that it really came down simply to extremely bad judgment on the part of the Dolphins franchise.
Well, Max, that's all it was, extremely bad judgment. I also think it's the way people look at concussions. Like, I've heard multiple, Mike McDaniel even said, he said, it was just a concussion earlier, right? So when you hear somebody say just a concussion, to me, that brings back an old frame style of the way we used to think about concussions. Like, well, guys have these kind of things. I mean, you get him back in the game, you figure it out. There's a new age and there's a new day now, Dan.
I thought one of the things that's been said through this process that stuck with me, Demoris Smith said it, J.C. Treader said it, so it's coming from the NFLPA. They said their question is, was he being treated as a player or was he being treated as a patient? And that, I think, is the critical question, right? Because they obviously want him to be treated. There's a doctor there clearing him to go back into the game. Like, was that doctor viewing him as a football player or as a concussion patient the way he would if you or I walked into a hospital or a doctor's office for treatment for a concussion? So I think that's the perspective that they want to change.
And they should certainly be treating him as a patient and not as a football player. And sometimes, you know, sometimes these doctors feel the even though coaches don't say get him, I'm talking about doctor, not trainer, because the trainer isn't the doctor. He just did the trainer, right? Look after the players. But sometimes these doctors feel the pressure of an organization or a head coach without even knowing the guy or even understanding or talking to him. They just feel like they got to do something to get him back on the field.
And that's what the concussion protocols were designed to get rid of. Right? Like that kind of pressure and incentive. So obviously they need to do more work on him, which they are.
It's a conflicted position to be in. That's where Keith's talking about the pressure. That comes from a conflict of interest as your Hippocratic oath to do the right thing and your job for the team and knowing the team wants to field the best players. By the way, Brooke Pryor has been telling the story on ESPN, Pittsburgh Steelers reporter, NFL reporter, about Ryan Clark. About Ryan Clark and how Ryan Clark... No, coach, I can go to Tomlin, but he had a health issue that he was in jeopardy in Denver, right? Mm-hmm. And Mike Tomlin said, if it was my son, I would not let him play. So you are not playing. You want to know why Mike Tomlin players will run through a brick wall for that dude?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dan Graziano, thank you very much.
I don't know what we were supposed to talk about, but this was a good conversation.
Yeah,
I don't know what we were talking about.
Let's stay with the Dolphins, guys. Let's stay with the Dolphins. Can Teddy Bridgewater keep Miami afloat in Tua's absence, however long that is? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, the road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action. You won't miss a thing. Presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio. And where else? What I've been saying the last couple weeks. The ESPN app. Once you discover this thing, once you actually start using it, you never stop. All right. Can Teddy Bridgewater, Key, we were talking about this earlier. You don't see a big difference between Tua and Bridgewater? I used to think that way. I've changed my mind about that, though, but I've been wrong before. Here is Mike McDaniel, Dolphins head coach, at the press conference.
It's all about the only thing it's about, and that's the health of the human being. So it's a change in routine for him, you know, and he loves football and loves being around his teammates. You know, it's another example of us having to have honest, forthright communication with the medical staff. He'll be around as long as it doesn't adversely affect him. You know, he's a captain of this team, and we want him to be present as much as he can, but not at any sort of cost to his process, getting himself healthy and going through that procedure. So if he's able, he'll be around as much as he can.
So, Key, if it were me, I definitely don't play him on short rest after what happened against the Bills. But he had a neurological event. I mean, you have to not have eyes to understand that to think he didn't have a neurological event against the Bills, and somehow their doctors didn't think so. Get all the way out of here. And then another one occurred, of course, on short rest when his head hit the turf. And now, Key, I don't know how long. Like, it would have been like maybe you skip that short rest week. You gave him a good 10 days. Maybe you bring him back then. But now it could be a recurring problem. So, however long Tua's out, what does Bridgewater mean for this team?
Well, I think, first of all, Teddy Bridgewater was the number one pick in Minnesota and was rookie of the year, Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. Blew his knee out. Then all of a sudden, it went another way because they were ready to try to win. They had to go get a quarterback and trade and all of those sort of things. And eventually, he goes to New Orleans. He learns behind Drew Brees, sits tight whenever he was in there. They were just dinking and dunking, moving along, winning games. I think Teddy Bridgewater was 6-0, 5-0, 6-0 as a starter in New Orleans. He gets the big money, goes to Carolina. 1 year with a new head coach in Shane Brady as the offensive coordinator. That didn't work out. They fired Shane Brady. They got rid of Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know why they did that. They just did it. He goes then to Denver, and he's in Denver. It's whatever. We're still looking for Peyton Manning. That never worked out. When he goes to Miami for a reason, okay? Because the Miami Dolphins were looking for a guy to push Tua that they felt like was comparable to Tua if anything would ever happen, or if they, or for whatever reason Teddy Bridgewater was to get, you know, beat him out, he could be the guy. When you remove Tua from the lineup against the Cincinnati Bengals, you certainly saw that Teddy Bridgewater had command of the offense. He understood the offense, and it changes to some degree because it's a different play, a different style player. But when you look at it, what is he doing? He's getting the football to Waddle and Hill. He's giving it to Mike Gesicki, if I'm saying it correctly. And they're running the ball, and hopefully they can play solid, sound defense like they've been playing. He is more than capable of still getting his team to where they want to go until Tua comes back.
Yeah, Key, I have faith in Teddy Two Gloves. I think also having a week preparation as a starter, not as a backup, kind of get catapulted into that role, I think it's benefits. And I have heard Mike McDaniel say that the skill set that Teddy Bridgewater brings to the table, it mirrors Tua's in a way, and that it doesn't force you to change the playbook. And I think for Tyreek Hill, even when they connected on that one bomb, like the communication that these two have, I agree that I don't think there's a major drop-off. I just there is a certain element of confidence and leadership that I think Tua brings to the table that I'm wondering if Teddy brings that same caliber.
Maybe over the top. Over the top, Jay.
There is?
Hey, you can't even compare the two leadership skills. Over the top.
So you're saying that one is way more refined than you're saying Teddy's better than Tua's.
Oh my God, man! Teddy Bridgewater is the ultimate pro.
Okay, like you have you'd be more inclined to answer that than I would.
To a whole nother level.
Okay,
whole nother level.
I gotta say.
So wait, hold on, Keith. So you're saying that Tua, there was a lack there of confidence for Tua to a degree compared to Teddy.
Confidence from who?
Like as it relates to, you know how it is. Like when you're on the field, I guess it would be the same thing as me as a PG. Like, yo, you need to be here. We need to do this. You come over here. Let's do our thing. Just as it relates to giving directions.
I don't know. Tua's leadership skills, but I do know Teddy Bridgewater leadership skills.
Speak to that for a second. How are Teddy's leadership skills?
Over the top. They're just over the top. Everybody follows Teddy. Look at the Cincinnati game. He has command of the huddle. Everything he's doing is just cool. I mean, it's just Teddy. Teddy is a leader, okay? And the players are going to play for Teddy Bridgewater. I said it at the beginning of the season when they first acquired Teddy Bridgewater. The Miami Dolphins, because he's the second quarterback on the depth chart, they got the best backup in the league.
Mm. You know, Key, I always thought of Teddy Bridgewater as a good starting quarterback. I thought he was solid starting quarterback in the NFL. I'm just going on what I've seen from him in recent years. And by the way, when he went 5-0 with New Orleans, I thought, yeah, right, Bridgewater. You put him in a good situation, he'll be good. His play, and I can't go through all the games off the top of my head. I'm just telling you about a general impression I've had of him, to me, has not looked really the same. And you mentioned, look, Carolina was not a good situation. Baker Mayfield can't succeed there. And he also, I thought of Baker kind of the same
Nobody
way.
Nobody, they're getting ready to fire the coach, man. Right, and they gave the coach a lifetime deal.
It could be. But eyeball test, has he looked the same to you when you've watched him
He looks like the same quarterback that he was in Minnesota prior to tearing his knee up. He looks like the same guy. It's the systems that you have to look at. When you are in the Denver Broncos system that they ran last year or whatever they were doing, come on, man. Nobody can succeed. That's why they fired the coach. They fired the coach because nobody can succeed in that style and what they were trying to do. Then when you talk about Carolina, because you got to go to Carolina, you got to look at it. Shane Brady, who was the offensive coordinator at LSU when they won the national title, got the job in Carolina as the offensive coordinator. He was the quality control guy in New Orleans under Sean Payton that handled the quarterbacks, had a relationship to some degree with Teddy Bridgewater. So he goes and he says, hey, they get the information. What's up with Teddy? He's like, we could do some stuff with Teddy. They give Teddy the contract, the big money, and a year later, he's gone? Like, come on. You don't bring a quarterback in and then get rid of him a year later when you were in games, close to games, and then Christian McCaffrey gets hurt.
Well, the great thing about this, Key, you're making a lot of sense, and the great thing about this is we will see it now coming up in real time as Bridgewater takes the helm of this team. For me, the foreseeable future, we'll see when Tua gets back. By the way, you see this protester that Bobby Wagner tackled on the sidelines? He filed a police report. What this guy thinks going to happen on a gridiron? People get all right. Was Bobby Wagner wrong? Is there a case here?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We are on the ESPN app. We're right in your pocket. You don't even know it. Wherever you go, if we're on, you go on the app, click more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down and listen live. We're with you all the time. And we're now on ESPN U all the time.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. We can't hear you, but you can hear us.
Wherever you go, if you got a phone, you can hear us. Hey, guys, Bobby Wagner. So there's a protest that runs out on the field. On a football field. You know what happens on a football field? When you're running around, you get tackled, right? He got tackled. Bobby Wagner, linebacker, tackles him. Dude is filing a police report against Bobby Wagner. What? According to TMZ Sports, The individual is an activist for the Berkeley-based animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere and was trying to, quote, raise awareness for a trial involving the alleged theft of pigs from a factory farm. And by the way, I'm all for that. I'm all for raise awareness, everything, whether or not this is the way to do it. The idea of this kind of protest is that it's never the right way to do it. That's how you raise the awareness. I think it's a good cause. But, guys, if you're going to do that and you get tackled on the field, a rep for Direct Action Everywhere told TMZ the report stems from a, listen to this, quote, blatant assault by two Rams players. Guys, okay, let's put it this way. There is security there, Key. Let's take this seriously, right?
I'm going to have some jokes.
There is right. There is those two things aren't mutually exclusive.
What level of security is there? Can we start with that?
But is a player?
Just because you see people with yellow security jackets on, don't mean they're up at the most physical.
Jay, man, they got to work,
Key,
too, man.
I'm saying it. We go to a lot of events, Key. Just because I see people with a yellow security jacket on, I'm like, come on, that ain't really security.
If someone runs out onto the field and there's a flare, there's smoke coming out. I'm not getting anywhere near it. But Bobby Wagner is like, hold on, I don't know what's going on here. Let me just stop this. Tackled him, contained him. Do athletes not have a right to engage that way?
I'm good, man. I'm going to actually move out of the way. Yeah. It's not my job. My job is to play football. My job is not to engage and become what do you call it? When you get people try to arrest you, what do they call it? A citizen's arrest.
That ain't my business.
Wait, Key wouldn't do it.
Key, you wouldn't do it. I know you would, but that's not the question. The question is, do you have the right to do it? And my answer is, you're damn right I do. If you come into my sanctum and you run around being crazy, You're welcome. You can catch this
heat. Hold on. Let's see the video again. Guys, just look at this
look
for a second.
Look at him. He's running, and he ran close to the sideline. If I think you're coming towards the sideline, Max, if I think you're coming towards
my sideline.
And there's
smoke billowing out.
I'm going to knock you out.
Okay, wait.
I'm
just watch this.
I'm not coming near that.
But, Key, whether or not you're coming near it, the players, Bobby Wagner, did not even put a real hit on him. He simply did what he could to contain him quickly. He didn't jump on top of him. He didn't put his shoulder pads in his back. Nothing like that. How could he possibly feel threatened? This is ridiculous.
If I feel threatened, I'm going to protect myself.
Right.
Okay? And if I feel threatened. But if I see somebody streaking and doing I'm just not getting involved in that. I'm playing a game. I'm not getting involved in that.
Can I say, you know how many streakers
in my career I done seen jump on the field and run in big games? It's like we just look at them and laugh because that's why the Yellow Jackets, whether Jay thinks that the Yellow Jackets
can catch up to them. Can we talk about that, please?
Guys,
that's my bigger point. I'm telling you, man, I've been to stadiums before, and I always look around, especially when we went there for College Game Day. I'm like, all right, like who's really my security here? In case something pops off, it's there to deter anybody trying to do something. That's exactly my point, though, brother. Like I've been to a lot of games with my boys, man. There aren't a lot of people that give off the look that they're going to deter me from doing nothing.
If they can slow you down just enough to the police
a little
come.
Bit off topic, guys.
All they need to do is slow you down.
What I was describing before, we were looking at it. On TV, if you're watching ESPNU, you could see it.
Just a little bit.
There was a streaker with an animal rights shirt on. He's trying to get the message out about a worthy cause, right? So, you don't want pigs being experimented on. Pigs are highly intelligent, sensitive animals, by the way. That's true. But the point is, he's running down the sideline. It's true. He's running down the sideline.
I'm laughing at Jay because you went into pigs.
Well, that's what the guy's message was.
I don't want to get into animal rights, but that's a whole different conversation. The point is,
he's running down the sideline. There's smoke billowing out of purple smoke billowing. That looked like the Joker, the Penguin, was attacking the stadium. Now, Bobby Wagner runs out. And he doesn't tackle him like an NFL tackle. He just basically pushes him to the ground so security can get him. He didn't assault him. Like, what are we talking about here? This is ridiculous.
I don't know how many times you've been put in a position, Max, in your life of being pulled over or aggressive with authorities. They describe your aggression as something different, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're being aggressive. I didn't say anything. I didn't raise my voice at you, sir. But he was raising his voice at me. No, I was simply talking to you in a loud manner. I was not screaming at you. This is sort of the same thing. We know Bobby didn't assault him, but that is the way that they describe it.
But
when
what
they're
I'm
writing
saying,
it
is
down.
If you're going to sue him or if there's some issue, then you want to press charges, then if he would have tackled him in a way that was very clear, he's trying to punish this dude physically, at least maybe then the guy might have a leg to stand on. Clearly, that wasn't the case.
But Wagner was just trying to prevent him from running around.
Even if he knocked him out,
there's no validity.
Right, but I'm saying it's not even that.
Even if he knocked him out, there's no validity to the guy's argument because you're running towards my sideline, towards me, on an NFL field that you're not supposed to be on in the first place.
Clearly.
With something that I don't know what it is. So I'm defending myself.
Sure.
Yes, that is correct.
Exactly but what I'm saying is you can't even say he used excessive force. There was no roughing the passer there.
But his excessive force is different than yours. That's why.
Dude,
he thinks it's excessive force.
This dude has a lot of nerve.
When the last time you had a pork chop, Jay?
Saquon Barkley currently leads the NFL with 570 scrimmage yards through four games. Is he a top 10 NFL player right
now? We're building.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.